Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live installment of the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. Saturday evening, February 4th, we're live, unrehearsed, and uncensored, red hot and rolling as we're coming to you from AM 1380 WLRM Radio, our flagship station here in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. Going out to the AM FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network. Hello, everybody out there on the AM and FM dial. And, of course, hello to our internet listeners. People tuning in tonight on Sunday morning in Australia. Got that email at the top of the second hour. A guy in Sydney, Australia, tuned into the show. And it's not even the same day over there. It's just incredible the number of people we're reaching and from where they call home. Absolutely outstanding and astounding. Anyway, no matter how you're listening, no matter where you are, I hope that you're having as much fun listening to the broadcast tonight as I am having bringing it to you. And now the highlight of tonight's show, it's not every night we get to interview a bona fide presidential candidate, but we get that opportunity tonight when as we welcome back an old friend, film director Merlin Miller, now the newly branded presidential nominee of the American Third Position Party. He's our featured guest tonight, and we welcome him now. Merlin, how are you? Oh, Merlin just dropped off. We'll get him back. A little technical difficulties there. I want to read quickly as we wait to get Merlin back on the phone, the official press release from the American Third Position announcing his bid for office. It's a really good piece of copy here, and we have it for you at thepoliticalcesspool.org. The American Third Now we have Merlin now, so let's just get right to him. Merlin, you missed your star-studded introduction, but we welcome you now. How are you, my friend?
Fine, James. Hey, thanks for having me back on again. It's good talking to you.
Well, listen, under the circumstances, we couldn't have you on quickly enough, and we look forward to having you on many more times between now and Election Day in November. We're going to get to the reason you're on tonight, which is obviously the fact that you're running for president. We're going to talk about what that means and how people can help and everything else that's associated with the campaign. But it has been a few months since your last appearance with us, Merlin. Let's quickly give the new listeners tonight a refresher's course on who Merlin Miller is. We talked about being an award-winning film director. You've worked with some Hollywood heavyweights. Fill in the gaps.
Hello, James. Yeah, I've got a lot of noise coming from your end. I may have to try to call in from another line, but as far as the American Third Position Party goes, I'm very excited. It's a party that actually represents traditional American interests, and I think it's going to be unique in attracting great support and hopefully the start of a new mass movement.
Well, I'll tell you what, Merlin, why don't you call in on that other line? I'm going to read the press release. I was about to do that to kind of preface your introduction here. I'd like to read it because it really sets the stage for everything we're going to be talking about during the remainder of the hour. So if you want to work with our production crew and get a better connection established, I'm going to share this with the audience, and then we'll bring you back on at the top of the next segment.
Sounds good. I'll be right back.
Okay, well, again, the press release announcing Merlin's bid for office isn't live radio fun, people. I mean, hey, it just goes to show we're not lying when we say we're live. The American Third Position has unanimously nominated Merlin Miller, a West Point graduate, there's a little bit of that bio I was alluding to, and veteran independent filmmaker, as their presidential candidate for the 2012 election. Dr. Virginia Abernathy, professor emeritus of anthropology and psychiatry at Vanderbilt University, has been chosen as Merlin Miller's running mate for vice president. The American Third Position, A3P, is a rapidly growing third party in the United States. A3P is uncompromising in its position that the present political system unquestionably favors the two entrenched parties. Through mass manipulation and corruption, these Republicrats have affected their continuation in power. They have also succeeded in their divide-and-conquer efforts aimed at our people. The current presidential regime, along with all of those in recent memory, have ruined the ideals and institutions of America's founding fathers. Under the current political regime, whites are projected to become a minority in the United States within a few decades. This has already happened in a number of states, both large and small. The time has come for a strong political party that explicitly advocates the rights and issues of white Americans. The American Third Position is the only political party in the United States dedicated to the support and progress of the white American community. A3P's support of white Americans is equivalent to the NAACP doing so for blacks, La Raza, or the race, for Hispanics, and the ADL for Jewish persons. Our slate of candidates morally, and this is one thing I want to highlight, folks, because Merlin Miller fits this description to a T. Our slate of candidates morally, ethically, and intellectually exceeds those candidates that the Republicans are supporting. Critically, we are lobbying for proportional representation electoral system at the local, state, and national levels. First and foremost, we propose a moratorium on illegal immigration. A3P believes the principal goal of a sound immigration policy is social, economic, cultural, moral, and national security, economic security. Similar to the repatriation programs of the 1930s, we encourage the deportation and repatriation of illegal aliens back to their countries. President Eisenhower launched a large-scale project in the 1950s to remove millions of illegal immigrants from the southwestern United States. Coincidentally, many European countries want to restrict immigration on the basis of economic reasons, including the fear of exacerbating the already significant problem of unemployment. We, the American Third Position, are the banner under which Merlin Miller is running for president, also supports fair trade over so-called free trade, private enterprise over government expansionism, sound environmental and energy policies, and an America First foreign policy, including terminating all foreign military intervention and foreign economic aid. American Third Position and Merlin Miller seeks a return to liberty, sovereignty, and identity. You know what, folks? It actually kind of worked out well that we had a little gremlin in the phone a second ago, because that press release announcing Merlin Miller's nominee as the American Third Position's presidential candidate really gives you a background on the party and the man who has now rejoined us on the line. Merlin, welcome back.
Hi, thank you, James.
Have we got a better connection there, my friend?
I think so. I'm calling from a cell phone now, which is, I'm up in the mountains, but I'm hearing you much better.
Okay, good. That's outstanding. Well, again, Merlin, we have just about a minute before break, but was there introducing you. I want to quickly talk about your success as an independent filmmaker. We'll start it now and continue it in the next segment, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts, the meats and potatoes of your bid for the White House. But first, give folks a little bit more in-depth background on your career in film. Very interesting.
Well, I'm pretty much un-Hollywood in the sense that I got my training out there, but the kind of films that we look to produce are not typical Hollywood films, so we run against all the barriers that they would normally erect to prevent us from making films, and especially from getting our films out to the public. So we're kind of like the alternative media, always looking for angles to get funding for films and then to reach the public with them. But we can do quality films at a fraction of the cost Hollywood can, and it's so needed today so that the traditional American people can have an alternative to the garbage that's coming out of Hollywood.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, Merlin Miller has been a repeat guest on this broadcast, and during those interviews we have gone in depth into his career in film, worked with people like Arlie Ermey, Wilford Brimley, Mark Valley. Some of Merlin's films have been featured on Starz channels, on satellite, etc. You can look him up at the Internet Movie Database. Very successful in getting our principles right out there into Hollywood, even though he is an outsider, and now he takes his talents and is applying them in a brand new arena. We're going to talk about that when we come back. A fresh start with Merlin Miller right after these words. Stay tuned, everybody. Very excited.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking, If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hi, it's Dennis Daly. Now that the world is electronically interconnected and there are microphones and cameras everywhere, we seem to be inundated with news. News from the street, where people are commenting about the economy.
Corporations have grasped control of our government, and we would like it back.
A lot of the news comes from the halls of Congress.
I guess Republicans think if the economy improves, it might help President Obama.
Police stories and stories of tragedy make up a big part of the news.
Other responding officers who arrived saw the suspect, what they thought was a suspect vehicle, leaving the area.
And, of course, a steady flow comes from the White House.
We want to get some infrastructure built in this country. We think that putting construction workers back to work is important.
But you know, a lot of news comes from a lot of other places, and a lot of it doesn't get reported. That's why I'm here, Monday through Friday, with the news you might not hear anywhere else, from Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, my friends, let's get down to business here. Merlin Miller, presidential nominee of the American Third Position Party, a party with which all listeners of the political cesspool should be familiar by now. You know Merlin as an award-winning independent filmmaker. We've talked about that in the past. If you want more information about Merlin's work in the motion picture industry, go to Americana-Pictures.com, Americana-Pictures.com. That'll fill you in on all the news that is news about Merlin's work in that particular business. But now, Merlin Miller, West Point graduate, running for president. Merlin, I know that you are seeking and will inevitably enjoy, as the campaign season progresses, hostile radio interviews. Unfortunately, tonight is not going to be one of those occasions, as we are all too supportive of your endeavor. Let's first go behind the scenes, Merlin. You're working in, I know you've got some new projects with regards to the movies. And then all of a sudden, what happens? Take us back to that day. You get a call. I guess you're being lobbied to consider running for president. How did all of this come about?
Well, actually, it came about through a film project we were developing on the USS Liberty, and I started researching that and started connecting dots between various intrigues, political intrigues, historical and military, and it led me to ultimately supporting the Ron Paul campaign back in 2007 and 2008, and during that process, met a lot of patriots, including yourself, James, at that time, and just some wonderful people who were wanting to stand up for America and say things are not going in the right direction and we need to stand up and turn things around. So through that process, anyway, I started learning a lot about what was really going on in our country and trying to overcome some of the things that I think were totally destroying America. And there are five ways to destroy America, in my opinion, and a lot of them the American people aren't even aware of. But at any rate, I was received a call here recently about trying to step forward and represent the party. And initially I resisted because I had no political background. I was in engineering and the military and the film industry and certainly didn't consider myself to be a politician in any way. But, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I was appealed to for it, the more it started to have certain appeal for me. And
And I think that at this point in time, we just all need to stand up and do what we can to try to take our country back. And this is something that I feel that I can do. I'm eager to do it. I'm anxious to get out on the road and try to do what we can to help wake up our people and get us to be proactive. And we've got a party now that we can support and we can get behind and hopefully get out there to make a difference.
Well, amen to that, Merlin. And again, you know, with your background, you mentioned military, successful in film, West Point graduate. I think you certainly embody the character that a presidential nominee should have. And, of course, we know you're right on the issues, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. You mentioned Ron Paul, though, and I want to make mention of that. Obviously, you support Ron Paul, are in favor of Ron Paul. The political cesspool a couple of months ago endorsed Ron Paul for president. So I want to make clear here as people are listening that, no, we're not wishy-washy. We're not, just endorsing everyone for president. But the fact of the matter remains, it looks increasingly as though Ron Paul is not going to be the presidential nominee of the Republican Party. And so with that being the unfortunate reality, we have got to start looking for alternative candidates that we can support. I'm just speaking for myself here. If Ron Paul is not the nominee of the Republican Party, I cannot vote for Mitt Romney. I cannot and will not vote for Barack Obama. So who else is out there? Well, we've got Merlin Miller here, brand new party, the American Third Position. And I think if we're being frank here, Merlin, we'll admit that it's a huge undertaking. You won't be on the ballot in every state, but you will be on the ballot in enough states that have been strategically targeted to make an impact. One thing that's, you know, we're all looking to do here, and I know you certainly are, and the American Third Position certainly is to build a movement. You've got to take steps towards achieving critical mass. You don't just all of a sudden put yourself on the ballot and expect to become president. But through these efforts, things can build over time. Everything is stacked against third parties entering the political arena in this day and age. It takes a lot of determination. It'll take years of growth and building. And it starts with this. So while certainly, I would hope that you would win the presidency, Merlin, and certainly you will have my vote, it would appear, because I don't think Ron Paul is going to get there. But, and I know you'll be on the ballot in Tennessee. Tennessee is one of the states that has easy ballot access or lacks ballot access requirements. Talk about the importance of supporting your candidacy, even if the ultimate goal should fall short.
Well, there's some interesting scenarios at work here, James, and you're right. We're not doing this with any expectations of winning. You know, we know that that would be an impossibility for us at this stage. But if we can build the party into a viable third party, one that truly represents the American people, the Democrats and the Republicans represent special interests, and they really couldn't care less about the American people anymore. And I think that's becoming increasingly obvious to people. Ron Paul has been a hero that has ignited a movement. The Tea Party movement grew from Ron Paul, and I think even the Occupy movements show a great deal of frustration that are really in support of what Ron Paul stands for. There are some issues that we think he's a bit soft on, immigration being one, and I think a lot of the social engineering, the cultural Marxism that's going on, he tends to be a little ambivalent too. But I think besides those issues, he's pretty much right on with what the country needs. There is some possibilities that we could get more than the 13 states is which we're looking to be on the ballot for right now. But there's also an organization called Americans Elect. And I'm actually one of the nominees on the American Elects, as is Ron Paul. Should the Republican Party marginalize Ron Paul, which we fully expect they'll continue to do, and he's shoved to the sidelines, we're hopeful that he will consider possibly the American Elects, which he would be on the ballot in all 50 states, or possibly a coalition of other parties that might form in support of Ron Paul. So there are those possibilities, and in fact, I'm on the ballot there as well, and we're hoping to send as many people to American Elects and vote in support of my campaign, which would help to push us up as a party and get us into the final few, which could really then have some impact when it comes to November of next year.
That's actually a very important manifestation that has come forth here, this American elect phenomenon. It's a brand new idea, and Merlin alluded to it. And Merlin, again, I appreciate your candor there. But, you know, we always want to be honest with the audience, but there are a lot of good things that can happen and that can occur and that can grow from this endeavor. Again, I say that I would love to for my vote to send you to the White House, and I would cast it for you in good conscience and in good faith and your ability to get the job done there. But, again, we have to be realistic. This is, you know, the American third position was not even in existence in 2008 when the last presidential election occurred. So while we would like for you to win, it's not likely, but there are still a lot of good things that can occur. And let's face it, presidential races get the press. If you were running for, you know, state representative in your district in East Tennessee, it just wouldn't be able to manufacture the attention to grow the party that you're going to be able to get, and that you are getting, I might add. I mean, this week has been a very big week for A3P. I mean, it hasn't all been positive, of course, but I think the establishment certainly sees you and the message that you carry and the party that you carry it for as a threat, as we have seen with some of these attacks against the A3P this week. With Anonymous, you know, hacking in and doing all sorts of things. They do that because they fear the message. And so, again, there's a lot of things, a lot of good things that can occur, and that's why you should certainly be supportive and why you will have my support from here all the way through November, and we'll just see what happens. What are some of the other secondary initiatives and objectives that you would like to see your presidential bid secure? I want you to think about that answer, Merlin. We got to take a break, and we'll get it from you when we return. Merlin Miller, ladies and gentlemen, running for president, American third position. Stay tuned.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
For too long now, those whose ancestors carved from a vast wilderness an awe-inspiring extension of Western civilization have been without any semblance of political representation. Abandoned by the political establishment, we now face the prospect of losing our national identity, culture, and our way of life. But there is hope. There is still time to right these wrongs, and there is a vehicle to organize our people into a force capable of reclaiming America's destiny. The American Third Position is that vehicle. It's a political party for our people, led by extraordinary patriots like Bill Johnson, Kevin McDonald, and myself, James Edwards. Our ancestors, from the gates of Vienna to the sands of Iwo Jima, sacrificed their all in order to secure Providence's most precious gift, freedom. Now it's our turn. Learn more at the American Third Position website, American3P.org. That's American, the number three, the letter P.org. This is the American Third Position, American3P.org.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Are you looking for literature from authors who aren't ashamed of their European-American heritage? Are you looking for books that don't shy away from the forbidden facts? You used to look all over the internet for these books, but you can now find them all at the same place, LighthouseLiterature.com. Whether you're looking for rare classics from the great thinkers or the latest and most popular books from guys like me, Lighthouse Literature is your trusted source for the best books at the best prices. For a limited time, you can get my new book, Racism Schmacism, from Lighthouse Literature for only $10. When you make a purchase from www.lighthouseliterature.com, you're helping support dedicated real-world advocates and activists. So, what are you waiting for? Surf on over to lighthouseliterature.com. A bright light for the right.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, welcome back, everybody. James Edwards, the Political Cesspool Radio Program, talking with American Third Position presidential nominee Merlin Miller. You know a little bit about his background. Merlin, let's quickly plug the campaign website.
I think one of the most important things facing us right now, James, is we have to be honest with ourselves and stand up. And I was politically correct through most of my life. I came out of the military, which, of course, there's a lot of diversity in the military. It tends to work pretty well because it's a very disciplined environment. In our general society, I don't think it works very well at all. When you look at what's happened to the country, I believe it's going to take a major shot of white nationalism to get America back on its feet and to stop the destruction of our country. When you look demographically what's going on in America, we've gone from 90% European-derived in the early 60s to what we predicted to be a minority in 2042. I mean, somebody that was born in 1965 as part of that 90% majority will die a minority in their own country at the age of 77. That's bizarre, and that's not happening by accident. We look at the statistics of where people are coming from and what's going on, the affirmative action programs that are going on. We've got these visa programs where we're displacing American workers and bringing in third world invaders. This has got to stop. The white Americans, the European Americans, built this country, made it a great country. The values of this country were determined by the white Americans and by our Christian heritage. And if we lose all that, if we give that up and we stand aside and are dispossessed, America will not stand strong. And if America goes down, the rest of the world goes down. We need to get it back together, stand on our feet, and lead by example. And I think if we're able to do that, the rest of the world can emulate us again and not fear us as they've come to do because of our military inventionism. Just so many things that are going on along with our country. And when you start looking at how they all connect, they really are connecting in a way which is very disturbing to me and anybody that studies the history of our country and where we're headed.
Merlin, I want to thank you for that outstanding message that you just shared. Obviously, it's something that we echo 1,000%. I know it's something that resonates with the listening audience. Folks, if you want more information about what Merlin's doing, you know, you just heard, a nutshell version of some of his platforms, some of his beliefs that animate his presidential aspirations. Check out his official campaign website, Merlin Miller. 2012.com. That's MerlinMiller2012.com. MerlinMiller2012.com. We also have the link to his campaign headquarters prominently featured at the promo for tonight's show at our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. But pretty easy to remember, MerlinMiller2012.com. There you can get more information about Merlin, read more about his stance on the issues. He just beautifully articulated some of that for us. Get the news about his latest events. Volunteer for the campaign. Donate. Contact Merlin with any questions you might want to have. And again, Merlin, this all goes back to, the question I was asking before the break. And we did touch on it, I realized, during the previous segment. But I really want to pound this into the consciousness of the listeners. It's not all about winning. A lot of good things can occur through the support of your candidacy and through your support of the American Third Position Party between now and November. Again, let's revisit that, Merlin. What are some of the great things that can happen short of you winning that White House?
I think waking people up. I think we've got to get out there, and we're going to create a lot of controversy, but I think we're going to get a lot of supporters, and surprising places we're going to find these supporters. But we're building a mass movement, and for the first time, we've now got a political party to represent the interests of traditional Americans and white interests in particular. Not that we hold anything against other peoples. We don't. We want a level playing field. We want to get America back on its feet. And the way to do that is to be honest about these issues and deal with them in a forthright way. And that's what we intend to do.
Folks, again, MerlinMiller2012.com is the website. I encourage you to take a look, bookmark it, stay tuned for further updates. And again, Merlin, I want to go back to the ballot access. Let's just say it doesn't work out with the Americans elect bid there. You will still be on the ballot in, at least a quarter of the states. Talk about the strategy in the states that have been targeted for your name to appear where people will be able to vote for you.
Yes, and James, we need support out there in the field. We need to build a field force. And the 13 states that we're looking to be in are relatively easy. They don't require that many signatures on ballots. The cost for getting on the ballot is not that excessive. And that's why we're targeting those first. And we think they'll generally be very sympathetic to our campaign. We would love to go broader. If we can get the financial support, if we can get a force of people out there that are saying, hey, let's get on the ballot in this state, we'll try to get on as many as we can. The American elects, we actually think we do actually have a fairly good chance of doing well there, and that would give us access in all 50 states. But we just need to grow the message. We need people to find us and to build the party. So if we can come to the American Third Position Party and show your support for what we're trying to do, it'll make a big difference, and it'll gain legitimacy for our campaign. And if it doesn't make a difference this year, it certainly will within a few years.
And let's just say, you know, you are on the ballot in 15 or 20 states, and you accumulate tens of thousands of votes. I mean, let's just say, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. Let's just say you get 50,000 votes spread across 15, 20 states, whatever the number, final number may be. You know, that is an army of people who have embraced the message, an army of people that we can, or you could theoretically, the party, mobilize, organize, put to work. You've got to be out there, though. You've got to run. You've got to get on the ballot, or we won't be able to have that barometer. It's just another one of the many secondary things that will come from the fact that you're out there and you're campaigning and you're taking your message to the voters in the court of opinion. I am very excited about what fruit this could ultimately yield. Now, again, it's just now February. It's a long time till November. A lot of things can and will happen for you, for the American Third Position Party, as your campaign begins to grow and take flight. You just were nominated a couple of weeks ago. This whole thing, you know, people like Mitt Romney have been running for 8 years. You've been running for a couple of weeks. It's just now in its infancy. Where do you go over the course of the next couple of weeks? What's the campaign strategy for just the next couple of weeks?
We're really getting our infrastructure built, James. We've got a book that we're working on, and it should be finished in 2 to 3 weeks. It's called Our Vision for America. It's really going to be a book for the party, and I'm co-authoring it right now, and it's going to be dynamite. But we think that with that as a tool, we can reach a lot more people. And we're going to hit the campaign trail, and as you say, there's a lot of things that are unpredictable this year. Our economy could collapse. The Israelis are trying to involve us in another war, which we certainly don't need. There are just a lot of things that have put America on the precipice. So it's a very unpredictable year for us. And as things get more uncertain for grassroots America, more people lose their jobs, more people lose their homes, we're going to start asking difficult questions. And the American Third Position Party has the right answers.
Again, folks, you can find more information about the American Third Position Party and its presidential nominee, our guest tonight, Merlin Miller, at MerlinMiller2012.com. So you said, Merlin, you've got your autobiography that's currently in the works. That's going to come out, obviously going to be an important campaign tool that you can take to the potential voters so they can get more information about you and your background and your history. You're continuing to build the infrastructure, working on states to target for ballot access. Let's fast forward a couple of months down the road. You're going to, I would assume, actively pursue media appearances, and then you're going to take your show on the road. You're going to start making campaign stops and the like.
All right. We'll be looking for supporters everywhere we go, and if we can increase the numbers, if our message resonates, I think you might be surprised at what kind of turnout that we'll be getting. And the mainstream media will start to target us at that point, and we'll have to be ready for that. But you know, we can take advantage of those opportunities as well. But we just got to grow the message and grow the movement. You know, it's something pretty special, and I think the H3P is going to be a magnet for a lot of people that have been very disenchanted with what's going on in their country. And I know there are a lot of Democrats, a lot of Republicans that are really looking for something else. And I just came back from a few days in Florida where I met a lot of those people who are very conservative Republicans, and I think they're looking at us very seriously. And, you know, 6 months, 2 years ago, I don't think they would have even considered it, but they are now. And 6 months from now, who knows what kind of response we're going to get.
276 days until Election Day, 2012. And, folks, I'm very excited to see what's going to come of Merlin Miller's bid for the White House. Again, it's very new. We're just now learning about it for the first time, but I encourage you to stay tuned to the Political Cesspool Radio program. I promise you that Merlin Miller is going to be a frequent guest, once, twice a month minimum. We're going to find out what's going on. We're going to get all the updates. We're going to continue to monitor this step by step, but it's just now beginning to take form on the foundation level. Join it. Be a part of the ground crew. MerlinMiller2012.com. Merlin, thanks for coming on tonight and getting us started with what's going on here. We look forward to many more updates from you between now and November.
Thank you, James. I look forward to it.
We'll talk to you again, my friend. Merlin Miller, everybody. He's running for president. You can vote for him and much more. MerlinMiller2012.com. I'll be back to wrap up the show right after this.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten the free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, my friends, final segment of the night. Here we go. Joining us for it, Peter Scoop Stanton, our intrepid Washington, D.C. correspondent. Scoop, what do you have on the agenda tonight?
Good evening, James. Good evening, Cesspool family. Before I start wasting some time, I'd like to put out a gigantic Foxtrot uniform to Sears Cleaning and Upholstery. They came to my house Thursday night and said that a certain cleaning of my carpet would be one price, and they charged me something totally different without my acknowledgement. And so a big Foxtrot uniform for you, and this is only the beginning, Sears Carpet Cleaning in Northern Virginia. Back to wasting some precious air time. I'd like to talk about my visit to one of the political cesspools, most mentioned restaurants ever, Chuck E. Cheese's.
All right, now you got a confession to make, Scoop. You went to Chuck E. Cheese last week, did you not?
Yes, I did.
All right, we got to get that out there. Can I confess something?
Sure.
Folks, I'm ashamed. I apologize. I did too. Okay.
Oh,
there you have it. So, boom. Just there, right between the eyes. Scoop didn't even know about that revelation. He didn't even know that was coming.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. I did. Me and you, two cesspool staffers, both at Chuck E. Cheese in Tennessee and Virginia, respectively, last week, despite all the news we've posted about it over the years. It's like taking your life into your own hands, but I'm still here.
Right. And, a little background about Chuck E. Cheese. Their franchise went from an iconic mouse, just like Mickey and Jerry mouse, to a sewer rat. James, you want me to start with my experience, or you want to talk about your experience in Shelby County?
Yeah, well, it was rough, okay? We made the mistake, you know, we've got a young family. We know other people with young families. One of them had a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. We went on a Saturday. Bad idea. I tell you, it was rough. I ain't gonna lie, it was rough. You had authentic African American language being employed. You had listen. We might have to save this one for after the air. It was bad. I mean, I'm not gonna over embellish it and say, you know, I was scared to death and I thought we were in danger at any point. I mean, luckily a brawl didn't break out, as has happened so many times at these places, but. You know, it wasn't any place that was enjoyable to be. I can tell you that. But yeah, and it's not just the clientele that seems to go there these days. The dregs. But it just all the way around. It's substandard now. I can remember going there as a kid when I was a kid, and it was pretty good. But now, you know, it's hip hop. It's, you know, Chuck E. Cheese looks. I guess he is a mouse, but I mean, he looks like a rat. I don't know. I mean, why are we even talking about it? I mean, you can tell the people that.
Again,
I was just saying, you know, why is it important that, you know, we're talking about Chuck E. Cheese now? Because there is a little history to that.
Because years ago, like when you were a child and I was a child, and cars were run by pulled by horses, Chuck E. Cheese was a great family restaurant. The place was clean, the food was excellent, the service was pretty good, and it was a place where a kid can be a kid. But now, outside of most Chuck E. Cheese restaurants, especially the ones here in Northern Virginia, there's a sign, correct me if I'm wrong, that's James, if it says, no weapons allowed. What kind of establishment needs a poor sign that says, no weapons allowed in an establishment? And the quality of food was actually terrible. Now, James, you know I like to eat. I consider a rigorous workout is going to a buffet. But the Chuck E. Cheese I went to, the food was so terrible that my wife and I left the restaurant hungry. Literally hungry, and we were left the restaurant heading home saying we had to get something else to eat because the food was absolutely terrible, and including a salad. How can you mess up a salad? It's just chopped up vegetables. It was absolutely terrible. And then during my wife was playing the skee ball game, as you know, as you get a certain amount of points, tickets come spouting out of the machine. Well, one of the children, child of the noble Spaniard, as the bombardier likes to call him.
Right.
Our tickets. And then, after we're done eating this horrible food, the garbage can was overflowing with garbage. We couldn't even throw our garbage away. And then most of the tables, they didn't have staff to pick up the tables. I mean, not only just, you know, napkins and pizza trays, but just, you know, the food comes that people generate eating food. But one thing I noticed about Chuck E. Cheese is that everything was in English.
Ah, like, well, so it gets a point for that. Definitely gets a point for that.
Right. Despite the fact that most of the people in the Chuck E. Cheese I went to, English was not the primary language. Everything was in English. You go to the restroom, it was like men and women. Everything on the walls, you know, was the Chuck E. Cheese or whatever, was written in English. But kudos for that. And the people in this place just acted like a fool. Okay, you know, a kid's going to be a kid, yeah, but, I mean, keep your kids in line. If you compare it to Dave and Buster's, which is sort of like a grown-up Chuck E. Cheese, they have, like, you know, more mature games, and they sell alcohol everywhere. People at Dave and Buster's don't act a fool like they do in Chuck E. Cheese. But my theory is that Chuck E. Cheese is a ghetto Disneyland. People can't afford to go down to Florida or out to California to Disneyland, so the next best thing is going to Chuck E. Cheese. So, needless to say, a bad time was had by Mr. and Mrs. Stanton, but my daughter, she just absolutely loved it. Back to you in the studio, James.
Well, and again, you know, why complain about it? We shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't have to be run out of every establishment that we once held dear. I mean, even if this is a kind of a trivial case, you know, in the grand scheme of things, what's happening there is the same thing that's happening to America. You know, something that used to be sacred, something that used to be good and decent, you know, it's all going downhill, and we, you know, we're reduced to just surrendering the ground. I know, again, it's trivial in the case of Chuck E. Cheese, but I think the same principle still applies. Now, Scoop, one more story I want to toss your way. I know you commented on this story at our website, and so I'll get your take on it now. You know, the big synagogue story, completely shifting gears. A California synagogue, if you didn't know, folks, is down on its luck, and it needs some quick cash. And the idea they came up with was shaking down Mel Gibson. Here's the story. This was covered by TMZ, the entertainment site. A Southern California synagogue is trying to shame Mel Gibson into undoing a mess it created by taking out a jumbo loan on its synagogue, a loan it cannot afford to pay back. Congregation Beth Shalom in Corona, California, sent Mel a letter obtained by TMZ in which it is requesting big money from the actor to prevent foreclosure. Now, here's the shameful part. In a move resembling a dude accosting you for money at a gas station, the letter reads in part, "Our proposal to you, Mr. Gibson, is since you have been cited as an anti-Semite and have denied those allegations, what better way to prove to all of your fans and the naysayers than to endorse and help raise funds for our cause?" The letter ends with this, quote, "Mr. Gibson, we offer you to be a mensch and make a sizable contribution to our cause." And I guess in Yiddish or Hebrew, mensch means good guy, basically. So, again, here's what's going on here. And you can read the entire letter that they sent to Mel Gibson at our website. But so rather than appealing for funds from their congregants, they try to extort someone that they call an anti-Semite. Basically, Mel can absolve himself of the accusations of anti-Semitism if he just makes a $1.6 million congregation to this synagogue. Anyway, Mel Gibson says he can't do it, but he wishes them the best of luck. Before I turn it back over to you, Scoop, and we have about a minute and a half left, of course, longtime fans of the show will remember that or know that the political cesspool continues to share a great relationship with Mel Gibson's father, Hutton Gibson, who, again, has appeared as a regular guest here with us to much fanfare. I know that second appearance he had was covered by about 150 newspapers. The Jimmy Kimmel Live Show did a late-night comedy skit on it. Entertainment Tonight did a story on it, and much more. And I've got a video there at the website of Hutton Gibson, truly a great man, endorsing Ron Paul for president. You should, everyone should watch this because it's Hutton Gibson. And he says, "I want to encourage my," I'm exaggerating a little bit here, but not much. "I want to encourage my 40 kids and 87 grandkids to vote for Ron Paul." Hey, a great man. He had a large family. He kept his quiver full, as they say. But check it out. Check out the story about the synagogue shaking down Mel Gibson and his father, Hutton, our friend, endorsing Ron Paul. Scoop, last 30 seconds to you. What do you make of the story?
Well, I hope Mr. Gibson buys the property outright, gives him a sizable contribution, says, here's the money, go somewhere else. And I hope he burns that thing to the ground. It's like the ADL says, asking us, the political cesspool, to give them money, so don't call them anti-Semites. I hope Mad Max does the right thing and don't give him a dime.
Of course, to be clear, we want him, or Scoop would have him burn it down after he bought it. Otherwise, that would be a pretty vicious hate crime, and you know, we're not about that. But no, I get your point, Scoop. I get your point. It's tasteless. Same group of people that call him an anti-Semite. They want him to buy his way out of the false accusations when they get down on their luck. It's pretty shameful. Anyway, read the story at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Love you, Scoop. Love you, everybody. For Sam Bushman,
thanks for joining us.
Our guest tonight, Merlin Miller, Keith Alexander, the rest of the staff and crew here in Memphis. I'm James Edwards, and we'll see you next week. God bless you, and good night.
Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.